Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lionel Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunter shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform Chegg will be laying off 388 roles, 45% of its global workforce, in a restructuring that the company says is due to artificial intelligence. This is ABC News. As President Trump continues his Asian tour, he is still in Tokyo as of right now. We're finding out that he underwent a medical procedure recently, but there's no word on why. ABC's Rachel Scott, traveling with the president, says he talked to reporters mostly about trade on Monday, but...
The president also revealing new information about his visit to Walter Reed Hospital earlier this month. At the time, the White House said it was just a routine physical, even though he had just had one 6 months earlier. The president now saying he underwent an MRI scan. We asked the White House, and they did not provide us any information about why the president had an MRI, what the doctors were looking for, and what, if anything, they found.
A man fell from the top level, one level down, at the Pittsburgh Penguins game last night at PPG Paints Arena. He hit another fan on the way down. That person treated at the stadium and released, but the man who fell remains in critical condition this morning. The Penguins say their thoughts are with him and his family. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A Hayward man has been charged with drunk driving, fifth offense, fleeing officers, and more after leading police on a chase reaching speeds of 120 miles per hour in Langlade and Oneida counties late September. According to a criminal complaint at just after 1 a.m. on September 26, Oneida County Dispatch received a call from Langlade County Sheriff's Office for a stolen vehicle headed north on U.S. Highway 45 near Oneida County. Langlade County said the vehicle was going 111 miles per hour and was involved in a chase. The vehicle was a black Chevy Tahoe and was reported stolen in Menominee, according to the complaint. When officers approached the town of Monaco near the intersection of U.S. Highway 8 and Lake Road, a deputy saw a vehicle matching the vehicle description, going 66 in a 45 zone, the complaint said. The complaint also said, the deputy activated his lights and siren and began pursuit, with the Tahoe traveling 110 miles per hour. Speeds reached 120 miles per hour, with officers seeing the vehicle go left of the center line onto the shoulder and traveling in the wrong lane westbound on Highway 8. Officers deployed a successful spike strip on the vehicle, and the vehicle then went up and over the roundabout median at US 8 and Chem Street and continued north on Highway 47. At the intersection of State 47 and Bayview Drive, the Tahoe finally stopped in the middle of the road and the driver's door flew open. The pursuing deputy got out of his squad and pointed his firearm at the man. The man had a strong odor of intoxicants, but complied with deputies and was placed under arrest. The man was later identified as Robert Allen Jacobs, 58, of Hayward. Jacobs was arrested and charged with the fifth-plus offense for driving under the influence, attempting to flee an officer, two counts of felony bail jumping, carrying a concealed knife, in Oneida County, and in Langlade was charged with speeding 45 miles over the limit, and lane deviation. Jacobs' next Oneida County court date for this case is October 31st. Friday, November 14th, at 3:30 p.m. until 6 p.m., it's Teen Trivia Night over at the Phillips Public Library. They will be creating teams of 3 to 4 people, and the trivia will be created by the Teen Advisory Committee. Pizza will be served, and this is for ages 12 to 18. Once again, this is taking place Friday, November 14th, beginning at 3:30 p.m. and running until 6 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanacquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi passed away on Saturday, October 18th, at her home, surrounded by her loved ones at the age of 90. Dolores was born in Park Falls. She is survived by her loving husband, Eugene Bergmark, by her daughters, Janet Manson, and Joanne Lampkin, further survived by her son, David Bergmark, along with her granddaughters and sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews. Graveside service for Delora will be held October 30th in Louisiana. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball, game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
98Q Country. Time now. My mom hunts ghosts. professionally. No, 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 no. She doesn't make money, okay? She does it pro bono for the love of the game. I'm not joking. She has a lot of gear. She has business cards. This isn't a hobby. It's a real thing. Strangers call my mother, and they're like, my living room's haunted, and my mom's putting on her boots at midnight. Like, I'm on the way. It's really serious.
Two, three, four.
The greatest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Our pickups and Mustangs and weathered all the sun and rain. And to this day up on that overpass, even underneath the new paint, you can still see Allie, will you marry me? I take a ride and look around, and there ain't no doubt. It sure left its mark on us. Sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on this town. There's still a rope burn on that oak branch that hangs over the river. I still got the scar, swinging out a little too far. There ain't a corner of this hallowed ground that we ain't laughed or cried on. It's where we loved, lived and learned real wild stuff. everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down, like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on this town. Everywhere there we are, it hits me right in my heart. Sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here. With everything we did, we laid a lot of memories down. And we'll always be hanging around like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
Crawfish hole, five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line, I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five car Booger on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
Short of leaving, you were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2.
In the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laughing from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
Stay.
That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Country, she don't know. There's Sam Kershaw. Hope you are well. It is a Tuesday. It is the 28th day of October, and we got Halloween looming on Friday. If you don't have a little bit of chocolate in your house or something, you got to have something, right? Even if you're, I think, even feel like if you're in the most remote of areas, 10 miles back, just in case the neighbor kids come down. So you got to have something, because you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that house where they knock on it and they say, trick or treat, and they got these big elaborate costumes, and you're like, oh. You're looking around like, what? You got to just, the candy drawer or whatever should have something in it just in case. Even if you have to re-gift that candy to someone else another time, you should be prepared, I'm just saying. No matter where you are and what situation, be prepared. Joel here, my tip for you in the morning show, be prepared. Stay alert. Broadcast today, our broadcast on the morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Morning show guy, and a little bit of a tiz this morning, just a little bit off. I was set back yesterday, a couple of punches to the gut for a sports fan, and this happens when you hang around long enough. You know, my purple quarterback down for the season. That's not a big surprise. And then about 2 minutes, I read that Carson Wentz out for the season, shoulder surgery. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then about 2 minutes later, I picked up my phone and I went to some website, and the headline there said, former Viking running back in jail for DWI. And I was like, and I thought to myself, it's got to be AP. And it was Adrian Peterson in jail for DWI. I don't know. Sometimes you just kind of get it in the old 1-2 punch. And you're like, I don't know. Don't even know if I want to do this anymore right now. And it switches week to week. So feel sorry for me, all right? Feel sorry for me, because somewhere down the line, you Packer fans, Bears, Lions, you're going to get it, and I'll reciprocate. I will, for a couple minutes, I'll give you a little bit of love. It's not going to be too over the top. I'm not expecting anything extravagant. You know, maybe some of that chocolate that we had talked about that you're going to put away when the kids don't show up, okay? Yeah, save, okay. That would work. That would work. A Kit Kat bar heals a lot of things. Did you see? I saw a note from our civic media sports director, Jimmy Cuska, and it was outlining the college football schedule for the next couple of weeks. And did you know that college football, where and the times, where you can watch the game and the time of the games, it floats more than it ever has. And that's because there's a lot of different entities out there bidding and has their hand in the pot of gold for the games and for the broadcast rights. Now, the broadcast rights have already been determined, but where the game will be played and at what time is a continuing ongoing negotiation. This weekend's games obviously are set. The following weekend, so just 9-10 days away, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 Big Ten games that have yet to announce the time or the place you can watch them. Either one of them. They're not sure. They're not sure. They call it a 6-day. The games, there's 4 games that are listed as a 6-day selection process. Indiana, Penn State, Oregon, Iowa, Nebraska, UCLA, and the Washington Wisconsin game. Because they're trying to figure out which network paid the most to get the rights to the one, and then they move on from there. College football, it's semi-pro. I've heard more and more people refer to it, and I think I'm just going to throw out NCAA. NCAA is now into the antique pile over here, and it's now, I think they should call it the SPF, the Semi-Pro Football League, because that's what it is. As it doesn't matter if you made money or whatever. And now in basketball, there's a little bit of a, not a riff, but an interesting discussion. G League guys. Now, G League in basketball is the league below the NBA. And they play like the minor league of baseball. They play regular season, but they stay in shape. So when they're needed at the NBA level, like for the Bucks, and they're ready to go. They've been playing ball. So there's talk that G League guys are going to jump over and play a little NCAA now. They're going to jump over. They got eligibility. Doesn't matter how old they are, because it's basically the same thing. And they could probably make more in the NCAA, some of them, than they could in the G League. And they might have to go to class, but that might be a problem. You just don't hear talk about that much anymore, do you? I mean, when I was in my yard, back in my day, there was always eligibility rules. There was always so-and-so player is not playing this game because of eligibility rules. They didn't show up to class, or they didn't pass the test on Friday. All right, you don't hear that anymore. People aren't being pulled off the field because of eligibility rules. A lot of these guys are going to play college ball, and if you see them on campus, you're lucky. I'm not saying all of them are like that, but it's different, all right? It's different. Let's just say it's different. It's a lot of money. A lot of money grab going on, and college football is benefiting from it, because it's some people are like, they think it's better than the NFL, because it's like the fledgling NFL now, with the money that's available, and it's just very interesting to me. So if I can just, in my brain, just eliminate the fact that this is no longer college football. This is not the UW-Wisconsin Badger football team. No, this is a separate entity of boosters and supporters, and how much money do they want to spend to get the players in. If you can just accept that, then you can just watch the game and enjoy the game for what it is. Which, by the way, did you see the story about the Scataboo guy from the Giants, the running back? Physical running back? They're basically, have you seen the show $6 Million Man? Have you seen that show before? Yeah, Lee Majors, Steve Austin is his name. He gets in a really bad accident in a rocket ship or something like that, and he basically was he perished, but they rebuilt him bigger, faster, stronger. They made him the Bionic Man. Lee Majors, Steve Austin. If Scataboo comes back to the Giants, that's what he'll be. Gonna piece him back together, and they're gonna throw him back out there again and say, all right, go ahead. Run into that brick wall again. I'll do that. Man. Whew. The National Football League, ladies and gentlemen, is rough. 260, 70-pound linebackers coming at you fast. It's not fun. You can have the money. Could you imagine? Let's just say scenario-wise. All right, get to the news in a moment. Scenario-wise, I'm just going to ask you this, and you tell me what the result would be. You. All right. Let's say this is you in a you're in a football uniform. Let's say you're in a Packer uniform. All right. One play. You line it up. Normal play. Jordan Love is under center. You're the running back behind Jordan Love. One play. You got to take the ball and you got to run until you're tackled. All right. So there's like 5, 6, 300-pound linemen, and there's like three linebackers that are like 260, and there's a couple of safeties back there that can run like the wind and and have more muscle than you've ever even thought of having. Do you think you could survive that play? All right. Jordan Love turns around, hands you the football. What do you think? What part of your body would not survive that? You can't just go down, all right? All right? If the judge and jury indicate that you just went down, then you got to do it again, all right? You got to be fighting for yards. There's a panel of three judges, and if they don't approve your run, you got to do it again. I think there would be something broken. I'm pretty sure. What are you getting paid for it? Oh, that's a good question. All right. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. If it was a million, then maybe. Whew, that would be nasty. 7:35. Let's get some news and sports, and then we'll get you updated today on what's going on in the Butternut School. Carolyn Pollitt will join us at about 7:45 here this morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lionel Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight, with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunters shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform Chegg will be laying off 388 roles, 45% of its global workforce, in a restructuring that the company says is due to artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A new study on behalf of Trace One has identified the U.S. counties and states with the highest agricultural losses due to natural disasters. The study noted that Price County farms, on average, lose $35,000 a year to natural hazards. The increased frequency of natural hazards has created a challenging environment for farmers. However, the effects of climate and weather-related disasters are not uniform, varying greatly depending on location. To pinpoint when these events are having the greatest impact on farmers and the nation's food supply, researchers conducted an in-depth analysis of the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, finding that drought is the most common cause of economic loss in the agriculture industry. Federico Fontanella, the author of the report, stated, quote, "Nationally, the increasing frequency of natural hazards and severe weather events is driving larger annual losses for farmers. Across the country, drought and hurricanes are the primary contributors to these agricultural losses. Fortunately for Wisconsin, and Price County in particular, the risk of natural disaster-related agricultural losses is far below the national average. The expected annual loss rate, defined as the ratio of expected annual agricultural losses to total agricultural value, is just 0.2% in Wisconsin and 0.1% in Price County, compared to a national average of 0.7%. The types of risks farmers face in Wisconsin also differ, with flooding, strong winds, and cold waves posing the greatest threats to agriculture in the region," end quote. Price County is expected to lose $35,325 in total, with $99 expected loss per farm annually, with the worst natural hazard for agriculture being strong wind. This Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's a Halloween party at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. From 4 to 8 p.m., the Rock Garden Tavern will be open and will feature Lola's Lunchbox in the parking lot. From 5 to 7 p.m., there's going to be trick-or-treat stations and art in the center. From 7 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a haunted trail walk, and costumes are absolutely encouraged, with all ages welcome. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 1st, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average across Wisconsin is $2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. GasBuddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacostia Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacostia Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacostia Anacostia Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacostiaCars.com.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball, game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On the area sports scene, 8-man football playoffs continue this weekend. Flambeau from the north will continue on into round 3 of action. Tournament volleyball sectional semifinal on Thursday. We'll have Riblake and Prentice from the Riblake High School, 7 o'clock Thursday night. Jeff Haken in the call on that. And cross-country state, of course, this weekend. We'll be talking with coaches and runners who have qualified for state on Wednesday. Shawamigan at 9 o'clock, Riblake Prentice at 9:40. And then Thursday, we'll talk with the Phillips coaches and runners at 9:45 as we honor our area cross-country runners headed off to state this weekend.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
She's getting dressed up, putting on that lipstick. Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. She picks a song, you turn it up to 11. Says hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life,
country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Rolling back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop is.
Urban 98Q Country. A little cloud cover out there this morning. It turned out to be a nice day, though, right around 52, 53, and a mix of some clouds and sun. Let's get you updated on what's happening at the Butternut School today. Carolyn Pollitt, the district administrator for Butternut, nice enough to join us. Morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Well, what's happening at the Butternut School this week?
Well, you know, we're in between sports seasons, so it's just a different kind of action. We had a really nice fall concert last night. Great turnout for that. A little soup and sandwich fundraiser dinner before that. And then we have a little bit of bigger news. We have created a successful and kind of a little innovative partnership with Northern State Bank here. And we are transforming one of our flexible learning spaces with their support, and that kind of aligns with some of our educational initiatives and our goals. And through their generosity, one of our main classrooms is being redesigned. We are making it kind of a big deal. It went dark a couple weeks ago, and students are not in there. In the meantime, some of our modular furniture to create collaborative zones, reflection areas, and hands-on lab spaces are being creative. And so that's been really fun, and you know, this partnership kind of reflects what can happen when a community comes together around that shared vision.
Cool. Nice.
For the future of education. And it's exciting. We're going to unveil that for students and then the staff at Northern State Bank next week, Wednesday, and then that evening at 5 p.m. The community is certainly also invited to come on in and see that wonderful space. So It's just exciting and something different that we've been able to do to really align our educational goals and initiative right now with our future vision.
Okay. All right. Very exciting news.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, always good to hear good news, Carolyn.
Yes. Yes. That is good news. And yes. We've been excited to share that.
All right. Very good. All right, Carolyn, thank you so much. We look forward to chatting again next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Carolyn Pollard, Butternut School. Good things going on there. Thank you for taking time to join us. Well, Mike Clemens always shoots me an email. Every morning I get an email from Mr. Clemens with some of the top sports clips. In case you missed the end of that 18-inning game last night, I'll admit I was in bed 8th or 9th inning or so, but this is what happened late last night in the witching hour. Come on, you can do it. My system is deciding it. Hang on just a second here. All right, so Joel has decided he doesn't want to be I don't want to play it. So let's try it again here. Should I intro it? No, we already introed it. Let's play it.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Fox Sports with the call there. Shohei Ohtani reached base 9 times. Did I hear that right? So that means he had 9 at-bats? It's crazy. It's crazy. What else did he send me here? We don't need to talk Badger basketball yet. So still getting going here. About Giannis. Talked about the Bucks keeping it close in their loss at Cleveland on Sunday.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. But time will tell. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
I love listening to Giannis talk. He has such a soothing voice. So common sense. I love listening to him talk. What else? So enough Buck stuff. We don't want to talk Badger football. We want your day off to get off on a good start here. Any Packer info? Matt LaFleur talked yesterday about how significant it was for Jordan Love to have a big game versus Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also in practice and all that. But Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him, and I thought he played a complete game.
Packer football Sunday, 12 noon, the kickoff. We'll have it for you right here on 98Q Country. News to come, our twice an hour news and sports update just ahead at the top of the hour.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Big G, known for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 Wednesday and Friday and 9 on Saturday. Wednesday, buy one pizza, get the second half off. Thursday, crab leg feast with soup and salad bar. Friday, the famous fish fry. Saturday, barbecue pork bellies and prime rib. Delivery Friday and Saturday, 4 to 8. Cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. Plus, visit Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmannerwi.com. That's parkmannerwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind on
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98.